Your At Work Radio. Every day, 9 to 12. Only on Casey 107.7.
Dames en heren, met My Kind of Gold is 10:34. Jy kers aan met my Michelle hier by Casey At Work tot en met 12:00 vandag. En dit is Vrydag. Maar nou, dit is Women in Construction Week. So ek het dit nou goed gedink om 'n bietjie iemand op die lyn te kry wat in daai industrie werk. So, good morning Nicole Carolison. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Michelle and listeners. I'm good, thank you. Are you well?
We are good, always on a Friday. I say most on a Friday, I've got like extra energy. I just don't know. Normally you feel tired on a Friday, but extra energy kick in because it's weekend to look forward to.
100%. It's weird. It's weird. And then tonight is also weer pap because we have so much energy from the day and the week is just caught up. But definitely, I'm with you. Energy.
Listen, Nicole, okay, you are in construction. Just before I'm going to ask the questions, what type of construction are you in?
Okay, so I'm a subcontractor. I'm a carpentry subcontractor. So I am a trade in the whole picture of construction. So if you think plumbing, electrical, carpentry, painting, tiling, I'm in the carpentry sector, but I come from an overall, let's say, full contractor side. I'm not a stranger to the industry. I was, my entire family is somehow connected. My uncles, they were all artisans or have their own businesses and have their own businesses. So, I just fell into me to do this.
So I'm going to ask you now, what inspired you to pursue a career in construction and what has your journey been like?
Okay, moet ek eerlik wees?
Jy kan eerlik wees.
To be honest, I was studying architecture at the time. And it was just such a weird phase. And then I had my son unexpectedly. And I didn't finish my architectural diploma at CPUT. And I did that year of in-service. And what you do is you do window and door schedules. And as your, as a start. And then I went back to CPUT and then I was pregnant again. So I was like, nah, I wasn't meant to finish that. And then I realized, wait a minute, because I know this and I understand how it's put together, and my dad, he's a contractor, builder, and I've worked with him. I decided, right, I'm going to go into the carpentry business. I ended up working a little bit at a factory for about 10 months. Because, and then it went down, and then I started my own business. So if you ask me what inspired me, is the fact that I was rock bottom. I needed to do something that not only I enjoyed, but could also, bring me a good income. So that's the inspiration. I guess the circumstance was the inspiration.
So what challenges have you faced as a woman in this male-dominated industry, and how have you overcome them?
To name a few, it's a man's industry, and I actually respect that because I've learned from very strong men. So for the men, I give them credit, but I do feel there is a very strong sense of intimidation. But once they get to know you and they know what skills you have, you immediately have respect in the industry. They trust you. They call you up for advice. They call you up for what I should do, whether I get a job or not. They really, they've built trust with me because I know what I'm talking about. So, skills, skills, skills. And a woman can do anything if she has the knowledge. I mean, that's what sets you apart. It's not about being a woman or a man, or it's about having the knowledge. So, and now we live in the future where people are open to women. And it's weird because you don't wake up one day and be like, as a female, I want to be in construction. Like, it's not something that comes naturally to people. Although with me, when I started doing it, it was very natural. It felt like I was meant to do this, if that makes sense. And that was only late in life. You fight these feelings, but somehow fate calls you. So a woman in construction, if I had to answer you honestly, it's your skills. And the challenges that you do face is that you deal with men with massive egos.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just unbelievable when jy's nou hierdie groot power en jy's die ou en jy.
Yes.
But then you're like, kalmeer.
Yeah.
Okay, you're not a heart surgeon. You're just building a building.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to die. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's quite interesting.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's my perspective of it.
Nicole, what advice would you give to other women who are considering a career in construction?
To be honest, I would say to them, specialize in a trade. Everybody wants to be a project manager, right? So a project manager, by definition, they tell people what to do and they put things into place. But then you're limited in entrepreneurial skills. You're going to be sitting in an office, you're going to be reporting, you're going to be dealing with a lot of things. If a woman has a desire to do this, specialize in something. Specialize either in plumbing, understand how things work, specialize in carpentry, specialize in electrical work, specialize in a trade, because that's what we're short of.
Yeah.
We're not short of project managers. They come out of university, they study to be a quantity surveyor or an engineer. That's also very important. And understand how one individual trade is. Once you become a specialist in that, nobody can take that away from you. But a project manager, you'll find them. They're everywhere. Yeah, that would be my advice. And also to women, that do not be scared of going out of your comfort zone, because this is now, my husband's an accountant, so I haven't been doing this alone. At the end of the day, when you see that money in your account, you're going to be very fulfilled in what you do. And once you are able to generate your own income, you drive your own passion.
Mm.
It's not like you're working for a contractor and you're dependent on him. And now contractors also liquidate or they go down. Your job security, there's a lot of pressure. And now I'm noticing, so to share my age, which is neither here nor there, I'm 41.
Mm.
And so a few years ago, they had the 33% and 30% pass rate coming through, right?
Yeah.
Now, all of those people are working.
Yes.
So now, it's very interesting because you have a lot of, like, of these, you know, entry-level kind of degrees or diplomas, and people just fall into it because they just have to sign up.
Yeah.
So now you're dealing with people that don't really understand, or the younger ones that don't have, you know, they're just a different generation. But now our particular generation, or what do we call Gen X or elder millennial, we're dealing with people that we have to really bump up.
Yeah.
So we have to really hold their hands and really make them passionate about what they're doing, because a lot of qualified people are leaving for a better pastures overseas. I mean, last year we lost like 14 amazing contractor employees that just left. And we need those guys to bring up the younger ones so that we can have a future in this industry. And I'm very passionate about that, the building industry as a whole. Even though I'm a slither in the pie, I know that I'm living towards a bigger picture and towards the longevity of this industry. So,
I can hear the passion. Jy het absoluut 'n passie vir wat jy doen. How do you see the role of women in construction evolving in the future?
Oh, so this is my other hope, is that once the women come on, they are a lot more compassionate, okay? Mm. They have very good multitasking skills. I mean, we cook, we clean, we mother, we wife, we name something a woman can't do.
Yeah.
Now, the women that I have worked with that are foremen or who are project managers, they are phenomenal. They are easy to work with. They don't have any egos. They are simple to the point, and they understand the dynamic of people. So as jy weet om die minste te wees, you know, if you know how to serve people, then you can do anything in this business. So I do want the woman to come in.
Yeah.
I do want the woman to challenge themselves, and not really challenge the industry, but really be a positive light in this business that is so hard to be in. And it's hard. It's hard. I'm even dealing with so much drama today because of male egos.
Sure.
And nou moet ek net my mond hou.
Ja.
Ek kan nie, you know, you get to that point in your life wat jy net ook, jong, you just, that patience, that tolerance is almost gone.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what I'm learning. So to the women, and if there are women that are listening, share my number. I mean, let me spend a day with me and see what it's like. And see that if you have the ability to withstand grit and you have the ability to make a difference as a woman and come in with your gentleness. You can really, really make a difference. So I'm yearning for that woman touch. I really am. I find there's still too much men. And all the women are safety officers.
Yeah.
And a safety officer is a very important role, but they're not putting a building up, if that makes sense. They're part of this whole picture, but they're not painting a wall. They are not that... I don't want to disqualify what they do because they're part of putting it together. But I'm saying we need more tradesmen and women. There's a woman electrician that I often see. There's a woman doing tiling. They are phenomenal.
Yeah.
But they are kind of intimidated because it's not a good look. It's not glamorous. It's not graceful. You're working with rough men. It's noisy. It's smelly.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, it's challenging. But I once you get past that, you get used to it. You get so used to it. And then they start respecting you and you start to realize, but you've got actually a lot of clout. But it takes a while. Like anything in life. Yeah.
I want to know, what has been your most rewarding project or experience in this industry so far?
Sure. There's been a few. I think one of the projects that do stand out for me is, it's called 16 on Brie. It's apartments. It's like 36 floors. It's over 1,200 doors and frames and locks and handles and, you know, fire doors and panic hardware and skirting and accessories. That job was phenomenal and it taught me so much, and I learned this from a very senior guy who's now retired. And the way he approached the job was with kindness. And I asked him for advice and he guided me and he was so encouraging, and it was just a dream. And then the data centers, the Amazon data centers, I was really, really proud of what our team could do and how I could lead them.
Yeah.
And then, there's lots, every project that I'm so proud of, just to see it over the line and then also get paid for it, because sometimes the contractors just disappear. So I do only work with very big contractors on very big jobs. I won't necessarily come and fix your door at your house.
Yes.
But yeah, I think those, Bree Street and the Amazon jobs. And then I also make fire doors, which is... now been a project of mine in R&D, and I'm working with sustainable products. So I'm trying to make sustainable cores, and yeah, that's very interesting. So I've broken away from what I'm doing, and I'm trying to be innovative with developing new building material. So
you are such a motivation for women out there, really. Sure.
You think so? Oh my word.
Kom boodskappe in, die mense, hulle geniet om nou vir jou te luister. Hulle sê, wow, jy praat awesome. So jy inspireer definitief, daar is mense wat nou luister en jy inspireer die vrouens daar buite. So ek kry hoendervleis terwyl ek met jou praat. Dit is awesome.
It's moeilijk. You know, you can't see the picture when you're inside the frame. Every day you fight, you put your game face on, you fight, you know, and then you put on your nice face when you're with half. You can't be too aggressive. You must also like play the game. So to the women out there, they are the ones. And in the future, I promise you, in 20 years' time, these women will be awesome project managers. They will lead each other in trades, and then there will be an equality. But it mustn't be about pressing a man down. I'm raising two boys. I've got two sons.
Yeah.
I don't want them to be in a world where there's feminine toxicity. Masculine toxicity. Now say, I'm a woman. And you shouldn't do what you love by breaking another person down. So I'm very scared of yes, women can do what men do, but we are equal. Men can wash dishes. Men can be gentle. My man can was. I know, crazy, But that's because his mom taught him how to do that. So it comes from raising a son who is equal and raising a daughter that is equal, so that there's a balance of the two sexes and not pushing them down. So the future, there is certainly a future, but it just needs to come from bravery and the belief. Jou story ken, jy kan nou nie skiewe lyne trekkie en sulke goed. Imagine you couldn't speak properly. And you hosting a show.
Hier kom nog 'n boodskap vir jou. Wow, so trots. Ek is ingeskakel, vreeslik geïnspireerd met haar storie en getuienis. Luister, ek sal weer met jou moet gesels, want jy is regtig, doen jy motiveringsspreking ook. Want
dis sweet.
Awesome, jy moet regtig dit ook oorweeg. Wat jy vrouens gaan inspireer. Jy het regtig 'n talent om... Sure, mens kan opkyk na wat jy doen en wat in die gemeenskap en wat jy beteken, wat jy bereik, om net te wys vir vrouens, jy kan ook dit doen, wat 'n man kan doen. Mens moenie onderskei nie, soos jy nou sê, 'n man kan die skoor goed was nie, was goed was, mens moenie onderskeiding tref nie.
You're making me blush. You don't hear this word often, al wat jy hoor is... Is that enough? Where are you guys? What are you doing? Are you coming today? Listen, it's like, I can't swear on the radio. Bleep.
Yes. Nicole, dit was so 'n voorreg om vandag met jou te gesels. Dankie dat jy... Ek weet, jy het nou baie geïnspireer daar buiten, so ek gaan definitief weer met jou wil gesels. Hierdie gaan 'n podcast ook wees, wat ons gaan podcast op ons blad, op ons app, waar mense net oor en oor kan gaan luister na wat jy vandag gesê het, en dankie vir jou.
Oh, thank you. Jy maak my dag. En my vrydag is,
ek kan 'n
booster
nou.
You've
up
the game,
yeah. Oh. Okay. So, mag jy net nog groter en groter gaan met wat jy doen, en dankie vir dit wat jy doen, en vir ander wat jy inspireer. Jy is awesome. Dankie vir jou tyd wat jy nou afgestaan het.
You too, awesome. Thank you so much for this chance.
Dankie, dit was vir my 'n absolute voorreg. Jy moet 'n baie pragtige dag verder hê, en 'n baie mooi naweek. Dankie, Nicole.
Selfde.
Okay. Bye. Wow, daar was Nicole Carolison. Sy het my geïnspireer en ek glo vir jou ook al buite. Lanklaas so 'n onderhoud gehad wat 'n vrou jou net so kan inspireer en vir jou net vir 'n mens laat besef, dit is kom ek elke keer sê, 'n mens moet nooit opgee op jou drome nie, op jou passies nie, moet nooit sê jy kan nie dit doen nie. Daar is hierdie vrou, sy is in konstruksie, sy werk saam met mans, daar's vrouens wat teelwerk doen, wat ver, wat bouwerk doen. So moet nooit sê, jy is nie gemaak vir dit nie, en jy kan nie dit doen nie, jy's 'n vrou, so jy gaan nie in daai industrie inpas nie, daai bestaan nie. So, ek hoop sy, Nicole het vir jou ook daar waar jy is vandag geïnspireer, as dit dalk iets is wat jy oorweeg het om in die construction industrie in te gaan. Jy kan vir my laat weet as jy wil, jy moet haar nommer gee en jy kan met haar gesels. Ja, absolute vrou wat 'n mens so motiveer. Casey at work on Casey 107.7.